Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a Monday edition of the Weekly Conversation Hopes. I'm your man with the mic. If you don't know who Kamui Brown is, the 2001 NBA draft number one pick, he goes off on woke N people. He uses the actual N word, going off on these woke black people. Oh, he goes off. Fellas, Barkley's even going off, like, the NBA ain't going to do anything to LeBron James. It's woke NBA. They don't care. It's nice to see some people stand up and say, hey, just because I look a certain, just because I'm white, I'm not racist. Just because I'm black doesn't mean I'm a Black Lives Matter woke sheep. We're going to have a moment of silence for AOC because she's in therapy, huh? That was the moment of silence. I didn't have one, just kidding. But she wasn't even there in the building. And she's like, okay, dude, do me a favor. Go get you an e-meth pipe. It's like meth, but it's safer. It's e-meth. Dude, do some crack or something. Then go to rehab. Berto Rebuke is mulling bid for Texas governor. Like they're going to take him, a gun-toting state that's very, very conservative.
Are you serious?
Yeah, because that gun control thing that he was going to position, he was going to get from Biden when he reneged.
Huh?
He reneged on it.
Biden did?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes, I'm eating America's favorite pastime, tater tots. Joe Biden finally condemns the surge of anti-Semitic attacks after ignoring Jewish groups forever. Like, we really believe you? Come on, dude. You're Hitler Joe has got to go, folks. Hitler Joe's got to go. I want to get into so much stuff. Forget John 20:21. Again, he said, peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I am sending you. Think about that as you're going through your day-to-day. And, you know, I'm going to get into this kind of, because, you know, I like to brag and do things. And some people get it. Some people don't get it, you know. This is not our money that we have. This is not God. It's God's money that we use. He just lets us use it. You know, this is, you know, so many people sit there and, do you think, like people at work, well, do you think, it's not luck, it's God. And, you know, about a month and a year ago, my wife made a video because we're going to go on dead tour. And she's going to make all these hand crocheted, but I'm like, you made this bag for the feast, which is like a reenactment event. You could crochet a bag that we can put like your money and keys in it and it'll look authentic. And she did. And I'm like, why don't you make a bunch of these for tour? And of course, because of woke COVID and all this crap, tours didn't happen, concerts, everything was canceled. So we weren't able to do it. And she goes, what am I going to do with all this? I'm like, hey, you got gifts for all the nieces and nephews. Christmas is done. Hey, we're living in a different world. We'll put in that, the Gay BC's book, and they'll be fine.
I've got the colors for it. I got the rainbow.
But, you know, it's more tie-dye. But anywho. She put up the video like, hey, I still make these. I still got these. Anyone wants one? And that went from that to, like, she's now doing a business, selling them. So.
Sounds like five or six.
Mm-hmm.
Six, but I got to make pennies.
Uh-huh. So it's taking off. It's Mel's Crochet on Facebook. Check her out. You never know. I mean, you never know what's going to happen. Just kind of give it to God and go from there. But I'm going to get into this. Because with all these Jewish people being attacked, my people, my ancestry is being attacked. I'm not Jewish, but I have it in my DNA. And now, after weeks of this, Joe Biden is finally condemning these people. Whoops. Folks, you got to do something. I mean, I feel like it's an obligational apology. He feels like he has to do this, not that he would. I mean, if Coke wants me to be less white, great. Let me be less white. I won't use your product. Stand your ground. We want people to be less white. I can respect them for saying that and keeping that mentality. I'm not going to buy their product, but at least they're not flip-flopping. Now that we're not making any money and no one's buying our product, now we're going to actually, we're going to reverse that. Yeah, we're going to actually come back. And we're not, we're not really, what we really meant, no. You meant for white people to be less white.
You said what you said.
You said what you said. I could respect you if you say, hey, this is what we stand. I can respect Starbucks if they say, hey, we don't want to have guns here. This is our establishment. We just don't want you to carry guns. I may not agree with it, but I respect that you keep, if you try to change when no one shops at your store, like the NBA, I could respect them for being Black Lives Matter, but as soon as they started losing money and it went down the toilet, they know we're not doing that now. You still support it. You're just not going to say it in public because you don't want, I can respect them. I won't watch the NBA, but I could at least respect them for, hey, this is our viewpoint. We're not going to back down. But as soon as money comes in, when people are like, hey, Jewish people are our biggest ally, why are you?
We have one of the people running Black Lives Matter by four houses with the money and not helping a single person.
Yeah.
But she's helping the black community because she's black and she's helping herself.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me right now?
But that's what these people think. Like, do your research. This was on Sean Hannity's program also, but 48 people were shot in Chicago over the weekend, 10 fatally. Where's Black Lives Matter? Where's the, oh yeah. Well, if you want an organization that deals with black-on-black deaths, we're not it. You got to find another organization, and they've actually come out and said that. We're not the organization that is about black-on-black death. If a black person kills another black person or whatever, no. If a cop kills a black person, oh, we're going to be all over that. A Mexican kills a black person, we don't care. It's crazy. It's crazy. But and that's the thing. Now, because Joe's condemning this, liberals will believe he's done it all along. Even though he could care less about him for the last 2 weeks.
You mean 40 plus years.
Well, is that
Joe? 50 or 60 plus years. They don't call him Jim Crow Joe for nothing.
Yeah. But like, I'm talking about like with the Jewish people mainly. It's amazing how all of a sudden now
he cares.
One thing I want to get into is,
I'm sorry for the noise, folks.
But now they're saying I'm going to get into this because like that Mariah Carey video of her getting, I don't know what, I mean, see, I don't believe Mariah Carey's had a pap smear, so can she videotape that so I can see that to prove she's actually had one? I mean, I don't understand this notion of everyone. Are they trying to be like Scientology where if celebrities get the vaccine, then everyone will? Because
yeah.
They're claiming that.
Didn't you hear that on CNN? that one reporter is all mad because you don't know if Sean Hannity, Laura Ingraham, or Tucker got vaccinated. None of one on Fox is showing that they got vaccinated. But you see people, reporters, they need to get those celebrities out there. They think of celebrities and TV personalities do it, that were sheep.
But like Mariah Carey, they're saying that it was a retractable needle. That's why it was instantly movable and stuff. When I don't think she actually got a shot. But yeah, they're trying to push. Well, you know, but look, remember, this is my point. I don't believe Mariah Carey got anything. If she got something in her, then I don't think, whatever. Like that, like the guy that was the head of the Marine Corps Hospital, that when it was 199% so blatantly obvious that there was nothing in that needle, the syringe was completely empty. And when they called him out on it, what did they do? When they called him out. Called him out. Well, we gave him one. We gave him a shot behind closed doors. You know, back, we got him another one. There are several videos of people that is 199% obvious they didn't get the vaccine or anything. I'm not talking they didn't get anything. And if they want to make me think that they got the vaccine, they could, like that Marine Corps Hospital guy, they could have easily given him a vitamin B12 shot. They could have given him a vitamin D shot. They could have given him saline water to make it obvious that he got something injected in him. But it was so obvious, like him, and there's been a couple others, where there was nothing injected into their bodies, but they're trying to make you think that they got the vaccine. And why would that be? And why would they make it so blatantly obvious that they didn't get anything put in their body if they're trying to...
That's what I'm thinking. They could have done a whole lot better covering it up.
Yeah. But...
Or are we just conspiracy theories? Terrorists, we ended crap that's not there.
Well, not really, because that Marine Corps Hospital guy, they said that, yeah, we did give him a shot behind closed doors. They did admit.
Why?
Yeah. Why? Why was it so obvious that there was nothing in the needle?
Maybe he didn't want it, and they're trying to force
it. Yeah, could be. I mean, Ron Paul has come out saying that, hey, I've already had the virus. See, if I get COVID-19 and then I say I don't want it again, so I want to get the virus.
If my boss or anyone tries to make me get the virus, I'm going to get tested to see if I have had COVID. Because I think that's what we had Christmas.
Well, what they're saying is if you have COVID, you can take your blood and use the antibodies and
right,
the plasma. But they say if you get the vaccine, you can't do that anymore once you get the vaccine. They're not saying why, when you have the vaccine, you can't use the plasma for the antibodies, but...
No, because it's come to the effect there. Okay. Because there is something... Why does it take two shots? There's something... I've had doctors tell me, well, they have two shots. One is to get your body ready for the second. Wait a minute. They are... And I don't care what they say, unless they give me a detailed list of the ingredients in this, I'm going to believe this, always.
No.
They're messing with your blood. They're messing with your DNA.
Yeah.
There is something in here that they don't want us to know.
Yeah.
That is going to take two shots, just like the shingles shot. I was going to do that vaccine. Just because I have seen it. And I know on people, it can work.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I was thinking about doing it. I'm turning 50. You can't do it until you're 50. I'm thinking about doing it. Only reason why I questioned it in the past was, one, you can't do it until you're 50. And I've been around people with chicken pox, and I've not gotten it. And my mom said I had it when I was like 2 months old. But the doctor told her they don't know if my antibodies, they didn't know if I couldn't get it again. Okay,
yeah.
They didn't know that work tonight. So I don't know whether I should get it or not. But if it takes 2 shots, why? What are they doing to my body for it to get ready for something? What are they putting in my body that my body, if my body has to get used to, it has to get used to something, then there's something that God didn't want my in my body.
I'm kind of one of those people that believes, like, hey, if God wanted to fix me, he'd just put a hood on me somewhere.
He would have done something to me, you know.
I don't, I mean, if they can, if some, I mean, that's what scares me. How many people are just, okay, give me the vaccine. Well, what's in it? They're not even questioning what's in it, anything. Give me the vaccine. I want to know down to the micron, what is in it? That should not be, ever since I've had some issues with certain prescriptions, I want to know what's in the stuff I'm taking. They had a diet pill one time, and it turned out that they won the lawsuit because it was, what did they say? It was like just dried, crushed, and compressed apples. And they say eating apples is healthy and it can help you lose weight. They won. Because they were like, man, I got sold dried, compressed, crushed apples. Hey. And they lost a lawsuit because you can actually do stuff with apples. But, like, I mean, because of some prescriptions I had issues with, I want to know what's in the stuff I'm putting in my body. It's scary if you're like, okay, just vaccinate me. Well, what's in it? I don't care. You should care. You should, okay, I want to get the shingles vaccine. What is it? What's in it? What's it made of? Forget COVID. What's in the flu shot?
And, okay, here's the thing. I know some of my Christian friends, and I don't know how you're going to feel about this. This is something we've honestly never talked about. If they use fetuses, like the fetus blood, in the vaccine,
then you can't get them if you're against abortions.
Well, I know the science behind it. I know the reason why they use that blood. They needed something to get it to fit into our bodies, where our bodies won't reject it. I know why they did that. I don't know if they had to. That's my thing. But that's not, honestly, that's not what worries me. I'm worried that they put poison in it. So there was something changing my DNA. Or they put a tracking solution in it. I can go from one extreme to the other if you let me. I don't know what they put in it, so I don't want it.
Because I know what
the... I have the right to say I don't want aborted baby blood in me.
Well, the flu shot, they tell you if you are allergic to certain things, you can't take it.
I'm allergic to feathers, like duck feathers and stuff like that. Like if I get a pillow, like a down pillow, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I can't. I wake up and my face is... I'm running. My nose is running. It's hard for... I can't hardly sleep. So that's my excuse why I can't have a flu shot. They've told me that before. I shouldn't get it if I'm allergic to that. I don't know if I should.
But I've never heard anybody... Because I ask all the time, like, what's in it that if you're allergic to, you can't get the shot? And no one will tell me. I don't know. Well, they tell you eggs and stuff like that, you can't get the flu shot.
So, like, there's this talk show host that was, you know, they're debating on one family, like, one, the husband wouldn't get the vaccine, didn't believe in the vaccine, but the wife got it, and she's upset with the husband for not doing it, feeling that he's hurting the family. So, the talk show host goes, well, I'm kind of dealing with the same thing. She goes, my fiance is still researching it. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, I've already had it, but he goes, you know, you say that there's effects of COVID He goes, we don't know what the effectiveness of this vaccine is. He goes, some people, it's not good. This has killed people before.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. They haven't sold me on it. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I know. But how, this is nuts. Puerto Abue thinks he's going to get a bid for the governor of Texas. What does he think? He's going to be the governor and Matthew McConaughey is going to be the lieutenant governor?
Matthew McConaughey is a Republican.
He's considered running in Texas.
McConaughey? Well, I won't be.
That was kind of a joke. Because Trump did it, everyone thinks they're just going to roll in the political circus. I'm going to be the next mayor of Tinkletown. I don't know. I mean, there's no way dude, they couldn't stand him. Well, if he gets out of Indiana, that'll be a good thing. You go move to Texas. We don't want you, okay, there, Bertovia?
Because he has to be there at least a year, or is it 6 months?
I think at least a year before he could even consider.
Yeah.
Good. You sucked. South Bend went in the toilet because of you. But don't worry, all these woke cities that, like, we're going to sit there and we're going to make sure all these gun control cities are the ones that have the most violence. Because law-abiding citizens can't have guns and criminals just get them anyways. It's ridiculous, but it's going to be interesting to see. You know, I mean, but everything, you know, everybody is all of a sudden silent about Biden. He supposedly voted. He had the most votes of any president in our nation. Where's all these people that supposedly voted for him? Where's all their, I'm just wondering. We got Berto Abue saying he's going to run try to get a bid to be the governor of Texas because Joe Biden didn't make promises. You got AOC who was never in the Capitol. I'm in therapy because of the Capitol riots that were pre-scripted. No one gave me the memo that they were, that this was a pre-planned thing, even though it wasn't even there. Oh, Lord, help me, man. Yeah, if AOC is seeing a therapist, I would hate to be that therapist. I'd be like, that therapist is probably going to need her own help. There used to be, when I was a kid, The Onion. The magazine that had like funny makeup stories that now you get on like MSNBC and it's like, what, did you buy The Onion? Because your stories make no sense. Nearly, 48 shot in Chicago. And Mayor Lori Lightfoot, Chicago. She ain't gonna do anything. Just keep getting them killed. They ain't going to do anything. She'll probably get Netflix to give her like $5 million to help her fight people aren't even trying to get rid of her.
Governor DeSantis just signed a bill into law saying Florida people can sue big tech companies with the state backing.
Okay, folks.
And I don't know if you saw what I shared, but Project Veritas, tomorrow is going to be a bad day for Mark Zuckerberg. They are having a bunch of whistleblowers come out.
I don't know if you've all heard this. This is breaking news. Me and my wife are now citizens of Florida. We are in Boca Raton right now. We're going to, I mean, seriously, this is what's wrong. I'm not talking about like Joe calls into the show a lot, but like outside this, look at California. it is going further and further and further down. And you mean to tell me that those people keep voting for the same type of politician every year that's going to give them the same homeless, the same PCs, the same?
I think it's the machine. I think California, there's a bunch of them, people that have been in there for years and years and years. No one's happy with them. People want to get rid of them. I can remember never voting for Upton. No one, Fred Upton, oh my goodness.
No one.
I don't know, I've never understood, how does he stay in office year after year after year after year?
When no one liked him.
Term after term after term. When you couldn't get two people to say two good things about him.
Look at AOC when they had that guy walking around in her district. Couldn't find one person. He goes, I'm trying to find someone. I'm not like editing the video only to find bad people. I'm going to find someone that has... They couldn't find anybody.
I think it's the voting machine.
Yeah.
I don't. That's why I don't even know if I'm going to vote anymore. I don't think it matters.
Yeah. I'm with my wife. I don't...
Prove me wrong. I want to be proven wrong. I want my vote to matter. I vote every time, don't I?
Yeah.
We vote every time.
Mm-hmm.
Because I want my vote to count.
Yeah.
So if it's going to be stolen, and if I am going to be blatantly stolen, where they don't even care, they stop counting in the middle of the night. You go to bed, you have one set. You wake up, and it's totally different. Are you kidding me?
When you have people from China and California, we were standing in line waiting to vote, and they called the presidency for Biden in that state. So what does, I felt like, the lady actually said this. She goes, I felt like I was back in China.
I want to be proven wrong.
Yeah, I want you to, yeah, I want to be proven. I don't trust.
Wrong, not right, wrong.
Look at California, though. Like Chicago. South Chicago is a bleep hole. The sewer, my.
So is Detroit.
Yeah. The sewer system in my city would be better to live in than Detroit or South Chicago. But that type of policy keeps getting voted in, year out, year in. These people stay in power for as long as they're legally allowed to.
Well, McCain was a senator when he died.
Yeah.
That last one, that John Ed, what was his name? Lewis, John Lewis something.
Yeah.
He was, until he died. I'm sorry, if you're not competent, if you can't be there, if you have to be walked in because you're too old and stuff, you do not need to be a part of our government.
I remember, and I've said this.
Explain that to me.
I've said this on my program. It was on the Glenn Beck show when he was on Fox. They had this, they didn't know what the rule was. And they said, voting on Bill 429J, all in favor say aye. You heard aye. All those opposed, nay. Nay! Motion passes. Some really freaking 95-year-old guy that was literally like helped into the chair and out of the chair, couldn't hardly do anything. Motion passes, even though everyone said nay, and they passed this.
They could change that. They could tell him he was wrong. I mean, that would mean, I would think.
You would think.
I mean, he did not need to be in there in the first place.
Yeah, that's my point.
Right.
You have so many people that, like, die as senators, and it's like...
Now, if someone like Matt Gaetz was to pass away, it would be not because of old age and he's mentally can't do it.
Yeah.
It's because of something else is wrong.
Yeah, because he was killed.
Yeah. And they're trying their best to get rid of that man. I don't know. There's some things I never thought I would see.
Yeah.
But I do believe, like what our pastor says, the Lord's coming soon.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I mean, I lost some friends because I went to Stop the Steal rallies. I was at like five. And
yeah, we were at five or six.
And I was at one, and I said, I was talking to people in Arizona for my show that said that they were standing in line waiting. They hadn't even voted yet. And it's like, it's called, called for Biden. Well, they called California at like 8 o'clock at night.
And
like,
that
California's
never happened. That's never happened because they're 3 hours behind everybody. They're normally one of the last ones to be called.
And they're called usually like the next day at like
right.
1 o'clock or 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
And everyone and then people, like I'm a conspiracy theorist. It's a conspiracy theorist. No, I'm not. Show me where California has ever been called like at 8 o'clock that night. Oh, whatever. You just mad because Trump lost. Okay, well, we're not going to have 5 kilogallon gas. Whatever. It's $3 now. And where is everybody?
And it hasn't even been 6 months that he's been
here. Yeah. Okay, just so you know, my dad's company to get steel.
Can't get any till October.
If he runs out, he's going to have to furlough his workers because he can't get none. Because all this work that we're bringing back here in the steel industry and doing all this and having it done for American workers, bye-bye. Remember that Tommy Boy movie? Ray Zelensky, American Auto Parts Kings. I make car parts for the American working man because that's who I am and that's who I care about. Not Biden. I work for China because they pay my bills. I don't care about the American work. Remember what he said in Detroit? I don't work for you, pal. And guess what? And he's showing it. But so many people. All these 80-plus million people that supposedly voted for Biden, where are you? Where are you cheering them on? As most Democrats are pro-Palestinian and basically want to kill Jewish people. You call Trump Hitler, right? Call Trump Hitler, but what have you done for the last 3 weeks in pro-Palestinian attacking Jews? And then you get these liberal media outlets. The Trump people and the GOP, they're basically just fascists. You are the definition of fascist. But we're going up against a party that's offended. We're going up against a party that has kids that watch Family Guy, American Dad, Bob's Burgers, and South Park, and they're offended by everything. Well, they can watch the South Park episode, but they can't read Dr. Seuss. How can you read Bob's Burgers? How can you read Bob's Burgers, the TV show, like watch it basically? And because I have like the closed caption thing on so I can read because it helps me. But you're not, Bob's Burgers is not for young kids. It has adult subject matter. So does good old-fashioned American Dad and Family Guy and South Park. They're not for kids. People that supposedly watch those programs, they're all of a sudden like, they're like whiny, complaining cats about stuff. And they are. Let me see where I'm at, folks. What have we got? Oh, yeah, we got 25 minutes left in the program. I want to thank you so much for tuning in, wherever you are. Thank you so much for listening. Oh, Lord. I joked about this one because the USA Today is under fire after posting op-ed critical of trans athletes. Let me put it like I said this before in the program. When I was in school, if we knew that we could say we were transgender and be able to use the women's locker room and go in the girls' locker room and use their bathrooms, half the guys would have been transgender. Yep. Just so that they could be in there. Until what I heard that like the women had individual shower stalls. They had like a, so that's what I was told, that the girls said, oh, we got like an individual shower with a curtain, and then you go to another spot where you get dressed. So you say, bring your clothes, you go here and you put your clothes here off to the one side, then in front, then you go and get a shower and like an individual shower, and then you go when you step out right to the right where all your clothes is, and you have like a bench, and oh, we had like a giant room with like 5 heads, 6 heads, 7 heads, 10 heads, and everyone had to get a shower. And if you tried to cover yourself, the gym teacher would smack you on the behind. Probably couldn't get away with that now. But when I was growing up, we would all say we were transgender if we got to use the women's locker room. That used to be the thing. You'd take dudes' underwear and you'd throw them into the women's room. You know, locker room where they would get dressed for gym class and PE. They didn't do that to mine because I would have went in there and got them. I'd have no shame. I'd go in there naked and get my... Probably get in trouble, but hey. That was back in my day. Now it's like... Now you get all these people that want this crap. It's okay, folks. It's okay. A guy that couldn't do anything in men's sports joins the women's sports and all of a sudden dominates. But when finally the USA Today calls it like it is, Lord help you. But that's this world. All these, well, you have to accept everyone. Let me tell you something. Like I said, like I was talking about earlier. If when I was in school, right now, if I was in school, when I was back in school, if we knew we could have gotten into the girls' locker room saying we were transgender, every guy probably would have been I'd say at least 85% of them would have said they were transgender.
I know boys in my school, when they were in kindergarten, not kindergarten, but when they were in grade school, take mirrors to the bottom of their shoes so they could look up the girls' dresses. You don't think they would have tried to get in the girls' locker room? Give me a break.
Oh, we did that. We used to take people's underwear and throw it in the... But, like, back when I was a kid, we would all say we were transgender to be able to use the women's locker room just to see them naked. But they wouldn't have went nowhere. They'd have been, you know, because they would have seen it for what it was. Creepy. Not now. That boy over there, he's not really a boy. He's actually a gender-neutral being that thinks he's... Maybe a giraffe, he's not sure. A gender neutral what? Okay, folks. Next time you're in the bathroom and you're going to get a shower, look in the mirror and you'll see what you are. If you got a male private part, you're a boy. If you don't, you're a girl. Not that complicated. God don't make mistakes. But don't worry, folks. It's just crazy. It's just nuts. But people buy this. But I can't wait to see what happens.
Honey, I'm putting this on the dryer. You can talk now.
Okay, well, I'm thinking of something. I know that, but you now I lost. Folks, I apologize. I was trying to think of something, and my wife said something, and that happens. You know, I'll say something to my wife, and she forgets her whole train of thought. But it's just what we live in, folks. It's just everyone's offended, everyone's messed up woke world we live in.
We still have a turnout here. I didn't cut it off.
And I mean, that's the problem. We got so much going on in this world. This whole world is so. I don't understand how these. The South Park generation is offended by every single solitary thing. This is funny.
I need to ask you some questions to join your show.
I want to get into this really quickly. New York Times, Herbalman blames Trump admin for media discrediting theories of COVID-19 origins and made this instantly political. They got nothing. I don't understand, man. Like if you...
What's the thing?
Oh, it's just, you know, the New York Times. Herbalman blames Trump administration for media discrediting theories of COVID-19 origins and made it instantly political about COVID and all this stuff. And you need help. If you ain't got nothing, if you got to sit there and push, you can't. Okay, we got a border crisis. No one's talking about it.
No, we don't.
Oh yeah, that's right. They fixed the border.
System. It was bad when I got there. No, mother.
Yeah, it was bad when you took over because you stopped them. Because you stopped them from opening the door. No, you left the door open there, Biden, and you let all these people come in. It's Trump's fault that all these people are wearing Biden let us in shirts. Biden let us in shirts, and you're blaming Trump? I guess I don't understand this. How can you sit there, one of the most funniest shows that is the most un-PC, they have cultural appropriation on South Park like crazy. And you're going to tell me that you're offended? We got crisis at the border. We got everything. We got the worst jobs report. Everything's going in the toilet. But oh, don't worry, folks. It's fine. We'll just talk about Trump's administration and stuff that you're lying that he didn't do because you can't say anything good about your candidate. You can't talk about what's really going on. See, this establishment media is sort of like a sorority mom, where no matter what she says, just agree with her because don't argue. And that's what it is, because while the house, if the house is burning down, the house mom says it's not, just run out of the house and let her burn alive, because nope, you're right, the house ain't on fire, and just take off.
Yep, but before the big tech bill, you sign that into the law.
It's going to be interesting because I guess they're going to have some major stuff come out with Project Veritas and Facebook because they've had someone in there that has been undercover and they've released several stuff. It's going to be interesting to see what they've come up with.
This is one post from Project Veritas. It says, on the same day we are set to release two whistleblowers inside of Facebook, I was proud to stand with Governor Santos when he signed the SB 7072 the law against big tech censorship. We'll show you why this bill is important 8 o'clock tonight. So tonight they're doing something. They're doing a live or something. Veritas is set to release secret documents inside Facebook showing Silicon Valley executives will censor information they admit are actually true events or facts in order to protect their narrative and advance their political orthodoxy. They do all this without your knowledge until now. Usually I don't get behind legislation, but this is different. This is about something so fundamental, it is about to be retaken our public square. And one of them is from James O'Keefe. Says, fasten your seatbelt, Mark Zuckerberg. Tomorrow, multiple whistleblowers inside Facebook are set to come over with leaked internal documents. So, tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
We'll see what happens.
It's going to be interesting to see because, I mean, like, I want to get that book and read that book about the insider stuff about the government-run media. I mean, to me, there's nothing that could shock me. Because I know that there are people in the Obama administration that were in NBC and then worked for Obama and vice versa. They worked for the Obama administration and they became like a head and like head of the media like ABC.
Or or a consultant.
Yeah, they would consult. Well, I mean, look at how many...
Well, this happened with even the Trump administration.
Yeah.
Look at some of the press secretaries.
Yeah.
And stuff, what they do now.
Yeah. And when you have... What's funny is when you have, like, Hillary Clinton people hand in report, here's a question, pre-approved. Someone's going to... And then I know I talk about this a lot, but like when Jeffrey Wigand, when he became the VP of Research and Development for Brown and Williamson Tobacco, and he goes, I had a hard time. I was making 400 some thousand a year. It was hard to be a turncoat. Yeah, when I know all this stuff is carcinogenic and deadly, and they're just letting it keep, and they're just, it's hard when you're making $400,000 a year to like, okay, just shut up and just keep selling the product because you're making it. Killing,
I'm
you're making
it. Who is this from? Is this, I don't know if this is true or not, but it says Ford is going to decertify, I don't know how true this is, if this is certified, judge will decertify election if it is determined ballots were counted twice.
And gutter cleaning forever.
I don't know. See, there's no video, so I'll have to read. Oh, maybe not.
Only Negler, Steve, you and I that are covering this in America. So thank you for having me, and thank you for all that you are doing.
Let me tell you one thing. Hold on. Conservative media is not covering it that much. Traditional conservative media, and you guys can make your decisions whether you want to watch it or not. But I got to tell you, CNN is all over it. They got correspondents. CNN is all over Arizona, and they're all over Georgia because they understand some explosions are going to start happening. So CNN, today they were live on the morning show, and you'll probably see the chyrons as we go. But, John, that part of the mainstream media and MSNBC, because they know – that, you know, once we get our hands on physical ballots, it's over. Go ahead, sir.
Well, that's what's going to happen here. And today on my show, State Senator Burt Jones, who's a very serious state legislator, he's a businessman, also along with Senator Brandon Beach, right off after that, both of them calling for the GBI to now get involved in this audit and to be side by side with the forensic analysis.
Tell the audience nationwide and in China, what is GBI? What does it stand for and how important is it?
Georgia Bureau of Investigation. So we've got
Whoa.
Two state senators now, Republicans, Beach and Jones, calling for the Georgia Bureau of Investigation to be side by side with the forensic analysis, looking at these 147,000 mail-in ballots. Now, what is at issue here? There's a couple of key things. Here's the two key things is, were there counterfeit ballots? Six affidavits. Now, we had four, now it's six. Six affidavits of veteran election officials are alleging that up to 30,000 of these 147 ballots are fake. Somebody printed them up on a machine and ran them through the vote counting machines. They're not real. They're not attached to anybody. They have four pieces of evidence for this. None of these are going away. None of these can be explained. Number one, they're on different paper. What kind of paper are they on? Why is it the same paper that everything else is on? Number two, they're not folded. Well, what do you mean they're not folded? In order to get an absentee ballot, you have to get it in the mail, which means that the Department of Elections in Georgia machine folded the ballot. You can't have a ballot in an envelope that you mail back or drop box back that's not folded. You either got it folded or you sent it back folded or both with an envelope. So why aren't they folded? Number three, you've got the same exact bubble mark on the ballot, the same one for upwards of 30,000 of these ballots, 97% of them voting for Joe Biden, 97% voting for John Ossoff. And the fourth thing is the affidavits say that these bubble marks are not made by an ink pen or a pencil. that they're made by a machine. These are the...
And that's, I mean, that, and there's, it goes on and on and on. And so, I mean, this is...
I don't know. I'm not getting my hopes up.
I'm not getting my hopes up either, but, I mean, if there's just too much. And someone, there are people who have actually told me that's why, like, the Biden administration trying to do so damn much so fast, because they think something's going to happen with all this. I hope, but I don't get my hopes up. I'm seeing is believing. Like Jadon Sancho, when he holds up a jersey, I'll believe him at Manchester United. Till then, no.
I think Klopp is ready to go back, though.
Oh, I know.
I don't know if he'll have pants.
No.
I don't know about
that. I don't trust.
But if Trump wants to go back, Pence was on the ticket. He would be vice president. Pence would have to be, I mean, Pence, you can't write in somebody else. Trump,
yeah.
I mean, Pence is on the ballot, so Pence is getting the votes like Trump is.
Yeah. Folks, I got like 8 minutes left in the program. No,
I'm
7 minutes.
I get to go to work. I'm sorry I talked most of your program.
Oh, you're fine.
I love you. And I'll see you in a moment.
Thank you. My producer's now leaving. But yeah, she was, but she makes great points. So, I mean, there's times I'm like, here, take it, go. Just like there's times when Jim will come, like, you know, there you go. But I'm going to get into some Manchester United news. I mean, will we, I always joke about this as I get into the Manchester United news and stuff and Premier League news. Like, because, like, Manchester United was, like, the fourth team only to win, to never lose an away game, you know, like, away from home. And I always joke about stuff like that. Like, okay, let me look at it from this standpoint. Like, if a team drew every game of the season and didn't win one game, but they drew every game, they never lost. You could have a team that technically could be very low on the points table. Very low because they just drew every game, but hey, they didn't lose. You could be the first team to not lose a game all season. Well, you didn't win any either. You drew them all. But like, we didn't lose a game away from home. It's kind of a neat thing. But when you look at it from this, from different perspectives and different things, it's kind of interesting, you know. Because, like, I think we're making progress with the Glazer situation. Now, are they going to not spend and try to get Ollie out, put the Boglia, Ollie up, or are they going to spend money? Are they just going to get Jadon Sancho and call the day and head, hey, we got you, Jadon Sancho, be grateful. Yeah, bloody peasants. I mean, or are they going to actually spend money and do something? Because, I mean... Yeah, Jadon. Yeah, he should have been here last summer. Jadon Sancho to me will be like a semi-signing. You know how those work, the semi-signings. You know how those work, where like you, I call them semi-signings because like during the transfer window, someone that's already on the team will take their contract and renew their contract. And they're not like a new player, but they make it out like you just signed someone big when it's someone that's already been there and they just renewed their contract. Like if David De Gea was to renew his contract, now it'd be kind of a big thing because that means that we're hopefully going to keep him and not Henderson. But my point being, you know, when they take these people and they act like, well, they try to act like they spent money and got a signing when all they did was just sign someone that was already a player of Manchester United. No. Spend money. Get some people. I expect if they don't get Jadon Sancho, Lord help me. I have no hope. If they can't even get... He's expected. If we don't even get him, it'll be a disaster transfer window. I we need to get like Jadon Sancho and Diddy, maybe Varane, Kane. You know, we need to get some players in here. They're talking about a CDM. Get Matic out and get Fred. Fred's got to go, man. McFred's got to go. That duo's got to go. Fred, I know you're from Brazil, and normally Brazilians are usually, you're that dead. You don't always get great players. You're not. Sometimes you're going to get great players, sometimes you're not. Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't. Almond Joy's got nuts, Mounds don't. Sometimes you want a nut, sometimes you don't. And you want a nut, and you get like this player, and he turns out to be no nut. And you're like, oh, man. He had all the promise and didn't turn out. And there are players that kind of, he's mediocre, but we'll just see what happens. And the mediocre dude ends up turning out to be like a phenomenal player. And the guy that you thought would be phenomenal. And that's one of those things. You know, you can get Jadon Sancho and he could come off the plane, twist his ankle and somehow. And okay, yeah. Folks, as Jadon Sancho is walking off the plane to go greet Ollie at the airport before driving into Old Trafford, he messed up his ankle. He is now being taken to and then finds out that, okay, yeah, we just signed Jadon Sancho, and now he has an ankle injury, and he's going to be out for at least 6 months to a year. You know, that could, you wonder what would happen in a situation like that, like if they step on a rock or something, and they twist, like, their ankle, and they're done, like, before they even play a game. Is there a clause on that? Like, they at least have to play one game to... Or would you be, like, stuck with a player that can't play for you? And I don't know. But, you know, I mean, you're not... Just because it's Jadon Sancho, he might turn out to be the best player ever. He could turn out to be a Beckham or a Rooney. He could turn out to be a Fellaini. You never know. But they got to spend. Jadon Sancho is a guarantee for me. He should have already been here. If they get Jadon Sancho, he's kind of like that player that we already had on the team that just signed a new contract, and we try to act like it's a new signing. And yeah, he was already at the club. We're not falling for that crap. Anyways, thank you so much for tuning in. And remember, folks, with a firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until this Wednesday, good night all, and God bless. Goodbye.